So I'd like to introduce today's case of bad behavior, Rocky Raccoon.
Ah, I hate school! Ah! My teacher is wicked vicious! Her name is Miss Fang! She looks like this! I'm a Twinkies freak. And Twinkies and sugar. Remember, the more sugar you eat, the more energy you have. And when all your teeth fall out, you'll never have to go to the dentist ever again. No teeth, no dentist. Dig it. Anyway, I got 100 Twinkies and I took them home because, you know, raccoons wash their food before they eat it, so I stuck them all in the bathtub. And I runned in some hot water. Made a nice mush like mashed potatoes in the bathtub. So I scooshed around with my toes in the mushed up Twinkies. I like the way it comes oozing up between my toes. And just then my mom came in. She said, Rocky Raccoon, what do you think you're doing? She said, young man, you clean that mess up right away. When she gets mad, she calls me a young man. She said, young man, you clean that up right away. So I tried to wash the Twinkies down the bathtub drain, but the drain got all clogged up. They wouldn't go down the drain. And the water started overflowing all over the floor. So I had to go downstairs where it's real dark. And I found the bathtub drain pipe. And I cut it off with a hacksaw. And then I found the vacuum cleaner. And I hooked the vacuum cleaner up to the drain pipe and I sucked all the Twinkies out of the bathtub. But the vacuum cleaner blew up. The bag blew up and it blasted Twinkies all over the cellar wall. I told my dad it was a new paint job. But man, we got all these flies and bugs downstairs now because of the Twinkie coating on the walls. Anyway, for school, our school project, we had to write a fable. So here's my fable for school. It's called The Raccoon and the Twinkies. Once upon a time, there was a raccoon and he had 100 Twinkie cupcakes and he felt wicked awesome. He felt great. He started eating them and he felt wonderful. Then his mom came in. She said, Rocky Raccoon, you share those with your friends. So he gave one to the beaver and one to the buffalo and one to the snake and one to the rhinoceros and one to the elephant, and pretty soon he didn't have any left for himself and he started to cry. And he cried all night long. And he cried all the next day. And the moral of the story is, never share. And I wrote a song for my music teacher called Never Share. Never share, never share, never be fair and never take care. Don't brush your teeth and don't comb your hair and run around the house in your old underwear.
Well, Rocky's written several songs, and the problem with Rocky's songs is that they offend his music teacher, but I have helped him by rearranging some of the songs because his voice is not the greatest voice in the world. So, but this is the song Never Share, the way Rocky wanted me to do it for you today. And it goes like this.
Never share, never share, never be fair, and never take care. Don't brush your teeth and don't comb your hair and run around the house in your old underwear.
Try singing it with me. It just goes, never share.
Never share.
Good.
Never share.
Never be fair.
Never be fair. And never take care.
Don't brush your teeth.
Don't brush your teeth. And don't comb your hair and run around the house in your old. Please and thank you, and don't shut the door. Don't pick your clothes up off of the floor. When you finish dessert, just yell, give me some more!
Actually, Rocky's idea when he wrote the song was that when we got to that part of the song, everybody would yell, give me some more, as loudly as we possibly could. So we'll rehearse it once. I'll go one, two, three, And then we'll all yell, "Give me some more," as loud as possible, and then we'll put it in the song. So here we go. We'll go 1, 2, 3. Just yell, "Give me some more," as loudly as you can. Okay, here we go. That was lovely. Now we'll just put it in the song here, so listen carefully for the right place to fit it in. Here we go. Don't say please and thank you, and don't shut the door. Don't pick your clothes up off of the floor. When you finish dessert, just yell,
"Yay,
Lord!" 'Cause being good, wonderful is such a big bore. Let's try the chorus one more time. Never share, never share, never be fair, and never take care. Don't rush your